these Vandas and all section of Ramanuja. We differ from them. That Krishna does not come, Krishna is the most original, and all others come, emanate from him.
The Alwars were bhaktas, not so much philosophers.
Yes, mostly they are devotees. Ramanuja also is devotees, but he is also have got recognition as the avatar of Lakshmana, Ramanuja's brother Lakshman, Balaram, representation of that. It is also said, but devotee. Anyhow, that worshipper of Narayana, 2.5 rasa.
They are Nitya Siddha, the Alwars. Alwars are Nitya Siddha.
Alwars are?
Eternally.
Maybe the Nitya Siddha.
They are
saying. Accept that. Nitya Siddha.
Accept.
But their connection with Vaikuntha, 2.5 rasa. Hemisphere, the world hemisphere.
The stories are so beautiful of the bhakti. The stories of the Alwars are very beautiful. I enjoy hearing them.
What touched you there most? What?
Vipra Narayan. Vipra Narayan.
What is their peculiarity?
What
peculiarity is there that touched you so much?
Even the bhakta has gone away from Krishna to chase Maya. Krishna has come and taken and paid for his prostitute out of love, to show his love for his bhakta. That even his bhakta has turned his back on him, still he is coming to serve him. Krishna is serving the bhakta.
And I can't follow him.
He's saying,
okay.
Explaining
you, just if you have told this story about Vishnu Chitta.
Oh, Vishnu Chitta.
Yeah. But
his name, Vipra
Narayan.
Vipra Narayan, another name. And maybe.
So that story where Vishnu is giving the a
gold plate
from the temple for the prostitute. So he's saying that since the devotee he turned his back on the Lord, but still the Lord is helping him even when he's chasing after
Maya. Took it. Vishnu Chitta took it and presented to the prostitute.
He took it.
The prostitute could not keep it. There was a drum beat that this has been stolen and the prostitute has to give that. And Vishnu Chitta came to know this. Then a great reaction came in his mind. And he left everything again and went to his former temple service, joined there. But though he is a parshada, he displayed like this to preach the great nobility of the Lord, grace. Vishnu Chitta was a parshada, eternal servant. He came to show a particular kind of grace of the Lord to the world. The Lord is so generous, so magnanimous, and he stoops so low to satisfy the devotee's lower propensities. Comes and takes him up. Such an example, to set some such example of the great and the generous dealings of the Lord with his servants. So he came. But really, this pose does not touch him, only play. That is, no. Because Arahant, the Parshada, they may not have such contamination. They come to play the role of an ordinary devotee, so that they encourage them to accept the Ranganatham as their Lord. In their lowest, meanest condition also, he extends his hand to take up. All these examples shown there, the benevolence of the Lord. But he really is not contaminated.
They're saying alwars are the paraphernalia of Vishnu. Yes. One is garland.
They are parts of Vishnu.
So that's true.
And they come to play the part here to encourage the people at large. My Lord is so generous and graceful, gracious, that he comes to take the devotees even from the midst of such things. But mean behavior, misbehavior. So much so that he wants to go to the prostitute, he supplies the money.
Such a friend.
This may not misguide us. We have to understand it properly. Bhakta laki kavatami agarjya karam. You do anything and everything for the sake of your devotee.
These are exceptional leelas. Have you got it? In case of Dharmagar, you can also find the same thing. See, Narayan in the Sarvagram, in the form of Sarvagram Sila.
There is another, Nimai say, there is another incident. A Brahmin priest's son went with a prince for hunting. And the Brahmin, he threw an arrow in such a way to such a place to kill such a deer in such condition that he was punished to become a bad key, bad heart, a hunter in his next life, in the hundred plus. Because livelihood is, hunting is a livelihood. Brahmin degraded into that position. But he was a devotee at heart. Then one Narayan Shila was found where he's killing the animals and selling it, and some a piece of stone that is shalogram, he put as the weighing,
this side
is 1 kg, 1 pound, and 1 pound of the pound, and by dealing with the solid things, 1 pound of flesh, so that weighing weight of 1 pound, something that was a shalogram pila was used as the weighing piece, stone. And Brahmin came and suddenly found, what are you doing? You hunter, this is shalogram pila, you are using it as a weighing stone, piece of stone. What is it? And what will be my condition? You will be doomed. What to do now? Give it to me, and I shall cleanse the Orishi, make Orishi, and then I shall begin puja. Yes, my Lord will do that. Let me took up that telegram for him. And Vasudev got dreams after dreams, repeatedly. You fool, you have taken me here to worship. I was very much happy there. I was swinging in the weighing machine of my devotee. I was very much happy there. I was swinging, enjoying. I was enjoying swinging there, and you have taken me to show your pride that you are a Brahmin and you can worship me. Just put me there, or you will be finished. Then again, with folded palms, the Brahmin came. Oh, I could not understand, who are you? You are in such a form. I am presenting your salagram, you will be very blessed. He wants to make lila with you in such condition. I am not fit. And so much low, and this is also possible for him, for the sake of devotee. He can stoop so low, come so low to the devotee, because he is not to be contaminated. Maya cannot touch him. In any place he can enjoy absolutely. Wherever he comes, as I told before, the Maya withdrawal and the Yoga Maya is surrounding him everywhere, not contaminated. So as Sita was not contaminated, Etadishanamishasya prakriti sthupitasgumi sambhavan mātma-māyaya in Bhagavad Gita. We are saying, Pratim Samavastampa, Sambhavam Atma Maya, my own Maya, Yoga Maya, Swarup Shakti, surrounding me, wherever I go, it pushes back this Mahamaya. Avastampa, pushes it back. So it's always surrounding me, wherever I go. It can't touch me. Wherever the sun goes, the darkness vanishes. Whenever the light goes, the darkness vanishes. Misconception vanishes. He can do anything and everything. He is not under any condition. Though sometimes to help us, he shows that he is also practicing some, respecting some rules of Shastric law. But still, he is above everything. Everything under him. His presence is the highest purity, and he does not want to invite purity from his activity or anything as such. His purity, emanates from him.
See, the book I am trying to make, in this book I am trying to make, in the book I'm trying to get the loving feelings of Krishna for the devotees across to Americans who are, most of them are not able to follow four rules and regulations, but if they can just get a feeling of Krishna's kindness, can they, by not following any of those principles and being exposed to these type of stories, can they get that kind of benefit and appreciation?
So he's saying, in his book, he wants to show the loving dealings of the Lord and his devotees. But the people who will read this book, they do not follow the principles of devotion. So will they...
They will wait for such... exceptional permission Well, I shall try to take the position of that hunter. So low I shall go that he would have to come to draw his attention. I go forward to the lowest plane.
Well, he's
it will encourage them
to go to the lowest plane.
No, he's saying if he can show these loving exchanges of the Lord and his devotees, will not these people who are in such a low position, who do not follow the regulative principles of devotion,
so this is
attractive?
Not for the general, but is the show, the the intensity of his grace towards the law, but does not, it is not meant to encourage the rogues, encourage the rogues. The mercy, the special dealing, that is not for all, not for all. Before they have received such fortune of this great particular attention of the authority, they have to do much. Then they have acquired such the special dealing, special mercy, and it is not for ordinary people. This is for the devotee of higher type. It has been shown. It is exception. Mercy is not for the general. Justice is for the general public. But mercy is a special thing. But it is there. Vyaja, Nashyati, Kankanaja. Nome Bhakta Vinashyati.
Kauntya Priti Dhani.
Nashyati. In Kauntya Priti Dhani, Nome Bhakta Panashyati. No. Nashyati. If anyone imitates this, he would be
undone. Naitat samachare.
Naitat samachare jatu.
Munasabhi janishara vinashyati acharan muddhat yatha vadudhu bhriyam vishu.
Jai Riti Lamaak.
Vinashyati. The imitationist, they
will... Sanshayatma vinashyati
ekta. Imitationist will be ruined. With God we imitate, and they will be doomed.
So I should make that distinction that...
Vinashyati-ajaran-mabdhāt-yadhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā-adhā comes to meet it, he will surely have to die. Properly, a proper approach to everything, that will help us. Improper approach will ruin us.
That's why I've come to you.
Proper approach. Proper approach. Bhajarida is there. Vikrishyam bhajavadhuvi ridhanta vishnu sraddhantu anusriyam dhira. These three qualifications are necessary to approach higher things. Shraddha, out of regard. Another anusriyat, from a proper source. Through proper source he must come in contact with the higher substance. And the third, he must have self-control, dhira, who is not a slave of senses. Then, such careful approach will give you nectar. Otherwise, as Shiva, he drank poison, but that was ornamental to his throat. But if without Shiva anyone goes and drink the poison, he's sure to die. So Krishna Lila, all these things are similar. Nectar to sun, to the honest, approacher. And the imitator, the rogue class, they don't make the same thing. The same law protects the honest and suppresses the dishonest. One thing. The proper approach of everything will be like nectar, and the improper will draw offenses. Improper approach that will create fresh offenses and to keep us down. Nahi kalyana krit kasti durgatin chatra gacchati. The honest approacher, they are always saved. And these dishonest designers, they are doomed. No diplomacy will have any effect there. Rather, the simple will conquer. Saralhoi de gurad shikha bujyal. Arjavan brahmani shakshat. Who is a Brahmin? Who is simple? Non-artificial. Artificialism, that is hypocrisy, that is suicidal. Straight, simple, and heartful. All this, that they kallana kit kaschit durgati ni tata gacchati. Nahi kallana. Birds of the same feather flock together. The good can approach the good, and the bad, if they come to catch the good, they would be deceived. He's starting alone?
I will meet Achyuta Chaitanya in Howrah station.
Oh, all right. He's taking some prasadam?
I have taken Maharaj.
All right.
Hare Krishna.
And a letter we expect, after reaching there. Send a letter. One letter of yourself available.
Hare Krishna. Please take care of yourself and all the Vaishnavas.
Just take care of yourself and all the rest of it.
Curious, what was the destination of Mirabai?
If our attention comes to appreciate the real servitors of the Lord, Sadhu Sangha, she may be purified. And her ambition that may be little pure, but it is ambitious only to give recognition to Krishna and undermine his followers, his eternal servitors. But it is unreal, imaginary. Crossing the so many eternal servitors of different functions, he will connect direct with Krishna. That is, Krishna, who is present beyond the beyond his devotees, all sections of devotees, he is only touching that, and not real Krishna with all his paraphernalia. Krishna in his real conception, a vague Krishna, the last star of Krishna. No discrimination, no particular discrimination about real Krishna. Real Krishna, Krishna proper, he is surrounded with different types of eternal subjects of different intensity. And not to see them, to overlook them, is not to have a proper sight of Krishna. Krishna means his family. His family, eternal family. They are also within Krishna. Crossing them, one insolent person cannot jump to Krishna himself.
What of Kubja?
Only through them.
What of Kubja? Did not Kubja jump?
Kubja, that is chance coincidence. Not eternal position. And eternal position are also like that.
So in
his gain is not to be compared with those of the gopis and others. He's rather in holding some indirect position.
So in the Vasudev conception, Vasudev means Krishna alone.
Near Vasudeva. Ekalo Vasudeva. Ekalo Vasudeva. Not the son of Vasudeva. Vasudeva, in the sense that everything in him and he is everywhere. That Vasudeva. But no, his heart test, Mirabai's test is not for that Vasudeva. His heart test is for that Vasudeva. Vasudeva, that is Nandanandan, Krishna. But he is not very scrutinizingly conscious of Nandanandan. He wants Vrindavan Chandra, but Vrindavan Chandra is not approachable by really, vaguely, a vague worshipper, but not settled from a distance, long distance, heart connection, not entered into the paraphernalia, in Lila. Name, then color or figure, roop, then parikar, and then lila. The gradual approach towards him, first through sound, the sound god, and then the beautiful god, and then the served God, so many serving God, and then the pastimes of the God, deeper and deeper. But he is from far away, from the outskirts. He is in touch with Krishna. But not that we are in touch with the sun, partly from far off, but with the sun, not with the moon or star. We are connected with the sun, far off. But how much we know about the sun proper, from far connection. So, that is also something.
What was the position of Surdas?
Suradas. I don't study much. I was attracted by the instruction of Mahaprabhu mainly. And another four Acharya. Four Acharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, and they recognized the sections of the Vaishnava devotees. And those are outsiders. They have got some raw devotion, not very systematic. We have not studied in details. But anything which is in praise of Krishna Narayana, that is more or less appreciable. But how far we are to examine it, scrutinize it, then we can give some opinion. I have not gone through the writings, the advices, instructions of Puranas or Kavis. So. But roughly, they are raw devotionalists, not very particularized, not details. Jiva Goswami has written that there are many classes of devotees, even devotees of Krishna, but as Rupa Sanatana has given to us such a devotee we have never found in the history of devotion, what Rupa Sanatana has given. It is unprecedented. Anarpita Charinchi Rav was not given to the world before. Such a degree of devotion, unknown to the world ever. If you quote something from Suradas as some instruction from Kabir, I can analyze that in the light of the gift of Rupa Sanatana. What will be the valuation of that? I can try to make out. I have not gone through that.
I just want to make comparison.
When it is inside something, then I may give some opinion that this position is here and not there. That I can say somehow. I know my own, the boundary, the acquaintance of my own property to a certain extent. But I do not know what is possessed by so many others. The land property, something, my own father's property. I keep some information about my father's property, something like that. I have not surveyed all the properties in the world. But at the same time, I'm proud about the dignity and the bad value of my father's property. I can compare it. This is the most efficient and productive. Most productive. I can make statement about that to a certain extent.
One thing has always disturbed me about Islam. Islam and Hinduism, or Islam and the Vaishnavas, they are so bent on destroying Vaishnavism.
Who?
Muslims.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are intolerant, though some sort of theistic conception behind them, but this attacking. That is a brutal thing. Attacking others cannot be accepted as a part of religious conception.
Mm-hmm. But are they not taking justification from their Quran?
I don't know whether Quran has provided for such heinous action. Because this human life is very valuable. The defect of the Christianity and the Muslim theory is here. that, you know, transmigration of soul. You know, different birth of the soul have no recognition there. That is one defect. Another, the without human beings, the animals and the trees, they have got no soul, no personality, no individual position. But the Hinduism, the Vedic religion, has got greatest accordance to nature. Trees, creatures, stones, there is also life. There is personality covered with thick ignorance. Birth and rebirth. And by the karma, bad karma, one will have to go to be a tree, to be a creature, to be a stone. But life is there within, and within the life there is individual consciousness that is buried under the stony materials. So human life has been considered to be the most valuable period of the eternal soul that are suffering from Maya, misunderstanding. Because from here we can have a free choice. In other positions, whether higher or lower, more or less they are enjoying and suffering the fruit of their past karma. And so, Yuvasarani says, the lower creation, they are thickly coated with ignorance, not able to take any initiative for their own, they are forced to suffer from their previous bad karma. No possibility of taking any new choice. And in the higher creation, the gods, they are also so much absorbed in their enjoyment. These are covered by buried under suffering, and they are also buried under enjoyment. Only the balance is in the human section. They can have free choice for their future life. So this is the most valuable life, human life. And if it is killed, finished, then of course his chance gone in the name of religion. That is dharma yuddha, also in the Gita according to the stages. Those that won't take the counsel, the good instruction, and they are opposing, they are coming to kill us, and they may be killed. Urida gargasteva, sastrapane dhanapaha, putra dharapahari cha sateti atata, atatai balasana. Those are approaching me with some most mischievous, dreadful attack, he may be killed, effaced, removed totally, done away with. But it depends on the stages of a progressing soul. In different stages, one will. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that after hearing Bhagavad Gita instructions, Arjuna went to fight. But if Uddhava was there, he did not went to fight, though a Kshatriya, he would have gone to Bhadrikasam, Sarva Dharma and Paitya. He would have come. The Uddhava. Arjuna went to fight again after hearing the whole of Bhagavad Gita. But if Uddhava had been there, the Gita gave him impetus to go away to jungle and serve Krishna. According to the cases, different cases, the application is different.
We accept Madhvacharya, but they do not hold.
Not all whole, as it is, partial.
Not wholly, but partially.
Madhvacharya says that the gopis were all apsara, having prostitutes. We are not one with him in that. We rather hate it. If we adore the opinion of Mahaprabhu, we can realize it. We can revere, love. The representation of the of Vrindavan as given by Mahaprabhu, then we can't tolerate to hear. Though it is mentioned in the scriptures, but that has been explained that such fortunate section of Abhisha, they was absorbed there, just as Don was absorbed in Nanda, and similarly. But really they are not so. Those that were prostitutes, they became most favorite of Krishna. The Krishna's favor is so much, easy to get. Then what is the position of Krishna? And what the Uddhava says, if I get the touch of the feet dust of the gopis on my head, then I want to be a creature. How? The valuation goes higher. The valuation of the position of the gopis. With the saying of Uddhava, Uddhava's position comes direct from Krishna, then you are the highest of all my devotees. And that Uddhava says that I shall consider myself fortunate if I get feet dust of the gopis. Are the prostitutes of the heaven?
Why is there such reference?
The reference in so-called scriptures, and that is has been harmonized in this way by the higher thinkers. Anyhow, they come just as a ghost comes to a human being, some abhisha, something like tendency particular. Mayashita, something like. You say Mayashita was accepted. And this service of real Sita and the service of Maya Sita. How far? What is the difference between Sita real and the Sita Maya? What is the difference? Maya is also doing some service in the whole. So in that sense, the one who giving me punishment, and when I awake from the stage of punishment, then I may show my gratitude to the punisher. You punished me so much.